The governor's race is just about a dead heat. A new WBUR tracking poll out this morning shows Democrat Martha Coakley holding on to just a 3-point lead over Republican Charlie Baker. WBUR's Asma Khalid tells us what's changed.
Coakley leads Baker in the new WBUR poll 44-41. That's within the margin of error. Other polls indicate an equally tight race.
Really, when you look at the totality of the polls, it's very clear that it's now essentially a toss-up.
That is Steve Kazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the WBUR survey. The poll implies the comfortable lead Coakley held before the primary election has essentially evaporated.
For the Coakley campaign, the task is to stop the bleeding. You see more people taking an unfavorable view of Martha Coakley now. That's got to be concerning.
The WBUR survey finds 38% of poll respondents have an unfavorable opinion of the attorney general. That sentiment has increased by 8 points in just the past month. And that's the feeling of one WBUR poll respondent, Denise Vaudrin, an unenrolled voter from Springfield.
You know what's so funny is that I was with her in the beginning, and then the more I heard her talking, I just thought she's just not in touch with the way that I feel.
To make matters worse for Coakley, Baker's unpopularity isn't multiplying as quickly, says pollster Steve Kazella.
You see Charlie Baker's support growing, and as people get to know him, they like him.
And indeed, that's the case for voter Denise Vaudrin.
I don't know, I just kept listening to Charlie Baker talking, and I felt better about what he was saying.
Vaudrin's an example of another concern the poll highlights for the Coakley campaign, that its strong support among women may be slipping. A week ago, Coakley had a 24-point lead among women. This week, it's down to 15 points. Still, Kazella says Coakley has some key components in her favor.
She's still tied because there's a lot of sort of momentum to vote Democrat in Massachusetts.
And the WBUR survey does show signs of that Democratic Party loyalty. Elizabeth Cameron from Carlisle is a 46-year-old voiceover artist who responded to the poll. She says she's disillusioned with both political parties, but is absolutely fed up with the Republicans. As she cleans up her basement, she says she plans to vote for Coakley in November, though her decision is less an endorsement of the candidate and more a protest against the GOP.
Unless the Democrat has committed criminal behavior, I just will put my support towards Democrats because I'm so disgusted by the Republican Party.
But the WBUR survey is showing some cracks in the Democratic Party's faithfulness. 20% of registered Democrats say they will vote for Baker. The trend lines are not in Coakley's favor, but with a little more than a month until Election Day, Kazella says it's difficult to tell which way this will all play out.
What she doesn't know, what nobody knows, is are things going to continue to slide, or is this as far down as they're going to go?
The Coakley campaign is trying to make sure she doesn't slide any further. And part of that strategy includes speaking today about inequalities women in this state face. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.